33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. A veteran, a former NFL player, and two sick kids walk into a New York courtroom, and the outcome could impact marijuana laws nationwide. A U.S. district judge in Manhattan began hearing oral arguments yesterday in a federal lawsuit aimed at overturning the government's prohibition on marijuana. The plaintiffs say the federal ban is unconstitutional, and two of the people making that argument are native Texans. Marvin Washington is a former NFL player from Dallas, and Alexis Bortel is an 11-year-old with intractable epilepsy, originally from Tyler. Here to help us understand the case is Douglas Berman, professor of criminal law at The Ohio State University. He blogs about marijuana policy and reform. Professor Berman, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So what is the backstory here? Can you tell us a little bit more about the players in this case?
So we've got a number of sympathetic defendants who are claiming that the way federal law treats marijuana, putting it on Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act, which says it has no accepted medical use, is just inconsistent with a bunch of different constitutional provisions that these sympathetic plaintiffs are asserting. And the case is gathering such attention because almost every kind of individual who uses marijuana in sympathetic ways. I think there's a veteran who's claiming he uses it for PTSD. There are a couple kids who have these really intractable medical conditions that have shown the possibility for relief from some of the chemicals in the marijuana plant. So we have a collection of arguably the most sympathetic type of individuals who want just the chance to use marijuana for medical purposes and are aggrieved by the fact that the federal law is so restrictive, so prohibitive of any medical use of marijuana for any purpose.
You mentioned, you know, a lot of states have made their own laws about this. I know at least one of these patients lives in Colorado. She's able to use medical marijuana with no problem. So what difference does it make to someone like that, that this is still considered a Schedule I drug?
There's two layers of the difference, both sort of symbolic and then very practical. Realistically, the federal government's unlikely to go prosecute any individual medical marijuana user. The federal prohibition, what it really does is it puts a shadow over the operation of these state systems. There's always concern by the marketplace, by the providers, that they could get arrested, prosecuted, in trouble. And so it may not be for the individual user that the impact, but the market providing the drugs they want. The bigger one, I think, is especially the limitations on research. Right now, big pharmaceutical companies and others feel restrained and are unwilling to take the chance or go through the regulations that would be required to even start studying how to develop more medicines using the compounds in marijuana.
Well, I guess the defendant here is the federal government, the Department of Justice, I guess. And are they arguing back pretty fiercely? And what are they saying?
Their main point is a point they've argued again and again and again when there have been legal challenges to federal prohibition, which is there's a process to change marijuana status as a Schedule I drug with no accepted usage. Go either to Congress and encourage Congress to change the law. They could, by legislation, change how marijuana is treated, and there are some bills these days that are trying to do that. Or go to the Drug Enforcement Administration, which has authority under the law to reschedule where marijuana is placed. So that could be in another part of the law that would allow for more research, allow for more medical type of use. And so the government's fundamentally saying this is the wrong way to change the law by bringing a lawsuit.
So do you see this as at all a winnable case? And if so, what could that mean?
I certainly think it's winnable in the sense that the evidence on the ground, as it were, every state in the country almost having at least some limited, like a CBD law, seems to be helping folks. There's so much more research that's taken place despite the limitations of federal law. I certainly think there's a chance that a judge will say, you know, the weight of the evidence has accumulated so much so that people shouldn't have to wait until kind of DEA gets with the program. And if that was the ruling, I think we'd see even more political support in Congress for saying it's time to start moving forward on some of these bills that look to change marijuana's prohibition status. But the balance of that is, I think the government certainly would appeal any ruling like that, and that would get to an appellate court and maybe up to the Supreme Court, and that's necessarily a 2 or 3 or 4 year process. And there are many folks who would be inclined to say our better bet might be just to continue to press members of Congress to, if not significantly change federal law, at least end the restriction on those states that have chosen to put medical marijuana in their state laws, at least in a sense, sort of partially legalize to let individuals have access to marijuana, at least medically, in their jurisdiction.
Douglas Berman is a professor of criminal law at The Ohio State University. He writes regularly about marijuana policy and reform. Professor Berman, thanks again for your time.
Thanks for having me.